Good morning, 7-Eleven. May I help you, please?
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer that I could speak with?
Sorry?
Do you have a customer in there that I could speak with for a survey?
Customer?
Are there any customers in the store?
No, not yet.
That sucks.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, we're just, I don't know, yeah, just crazy stuff happened and we needed to talk to a customer.
Oh, no, we don't know. I have the only delivery guys right now.
Oh, the delivery guy would be fine.
Is that fine?
Yeah, if I could talk to the delivery guy, that would be perfect. That would be better than...
Oh, okay. Yes.
Hi, this is Jim from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. And I'm sitting here with the security team. We're actually monitoring that location on the cameras right now, so we can see you in there. And we saw you, stick some merchandise in your pocket. You need to give it back.
What?
You need to give back the merchandise that you put in your pocket. We watched you on camera take it, so there's no use in denying it. If you can just, go ahead and put it back right now, then we won't have to take any action. But we can't.
I put stuff in my pocket?
Yeah, we can't have you stealing from our store, though. You can understand that.
Okay, you claim I've stolen from the store?
No, I'm not claiming. I'm saying I saw it on the camera. I know you stole, so there's no use in denying it. You don't have to pretend you didn't steal. Just put it back.
I didn't steal nothing.
Well, I watched you on the camera, and I watched you go over and pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone. The only thing I picked up was the paper for the receipt for the signature.
You didn't pick up the phone to talk to me right now?
No, the guy just gave me the phone.
Yeah, you picked it from his hand. Don't be a smartass. We need you to put back the merchandise, sir.
I didn't take no merchandise.
Okay, well, you're going to need to empty your pockets so I can see on the camera.
You get a cop over here to empty my pockets.
No, I want you to empty the pockets.
No, I want a police officer over here when I do it.
No, you don't need to get grouchy with me because we're going to have you arrested for stealing from us.
Yeah, as soon as the cop doesn't find anything in my pockets from this store, I will sue.
No, you won't. You're just...
Oh, yes, I will.
No,
for
you're
what?
Gonna sue anybody. You're going to sue us for seeing you steal something on the camera?
I didn't steal anything, because if once the cops are here to prove that I didn't steal anything, that it gives me the right to sue for false.
Yeah, you'll probably, sneak it out of your pocket, and we'll watch you do that, and we'll have it on tape. And then we'll show that to the police, and then we'll counter-sue you for $3 million.
Then I wouldn't go for no $3 million.
How will you feel then? Pretty dumb.
No, I won't.
You feel like a big dummy head.
Because I didn't put anything in my pocket, put the receipt from the store for the signature.
Right now. I can see it bulging.
Yeah, I got gloves in my pocket, and I got other things in my pocket.
Probably have the merchandise inside the gloves. Let's see you turn out the gloves. I want to watch you on camera.
Get a police officer here right now. I'll stay in the store until a cop comes here.
You don't order me around, you fucking thief.
I'll tell you what. I'll call the cop and have him come here.
No, you don't need to involve the police.
You're threatening me, man.
I'm not threatening you. I'm just calling you a fucking retard for thinking that I didn't see you put that in your pocket.
You tell you what, I'm getting a cop here now. I'll get a cop here now.
How?
Search me on front of the camera in the store right now, and I will sue the shit out of you.
Sir, this is Ted from Legal. What exactly do you believe would be the charges that you'd sue us for?
Harassment. Illegal search because I had the police search me.
Well, sir, you'd have
but
to sue the police.
Something I didn't sue it. Once I don't have anything on me that's from this store, I can sue.
Yeah. You'd have to sue the police department, sir, not us.
But what if I wasn't really in the corporate office? I was just some random prank caller just fucking with you. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
No, that would cost the store a lot of money.
Really? How's that?
Excuse me, sir. Phone calls are recorded.
Excuse me, sir. This is Cross with Corporate Loss Prevention. I understand that you were in the aisle that has the gloves and the hats, so apparently you've shoplifted, what is it now, a pair of gloves? We've got you on tape that you've got a pair of gloves in your pocket.
I got a pair of gloves, the same gloves I got on my hand.
And I got a pair
in my pocket.
And you've stolen a pair of gloves and you've stolen a telephone at this point. I've got both of those down.
Go
what
ahead.
Else do you have?
Go ahead.
Anything?
No tags on them.
Listen, if you tell us now, we'll speak to the DA, to the district attorney, we'll work it out.
You tried to pretend.
Talk to the district attorney.
Yeah, we'll work it out with the district attorney. If you come clean now, it'll, you know, we'll work it out.
Cross, I'm not sure if you were listening before, but he actually told me he didn't have the phone. He tried to pretend he didn't have the phone.
No, but he's obviously on it. We see him on camera. We've got him on camera with the phone and the gloves.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, and it's grand theft. That's a felony, sir.
What's a felony?
The vehicle that you have outside that you stole also, that we saw you pull up in.
The what?
The vehicle that you stole that you pulled up.
It ain't stolen. I'm the assigned driver to the vehicle.
We have it listed under someone else's name, sir. We pulled
up the corporate name on the vehicle.
Exactly. Is that your name?
No.
Is that your name on the vehicle? There you go. We got him on tape. That's Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, it ain't.
Yes, it is. Is your name on your pants that you're wearing right now?
Probably is.
Where is your name on the pants themselves?
We need you to drop your pants and show us the name, sir.
Please keep your underwear on, though, sir.
Hey, I got
please.
A harassment on a phone call here.
Call in the 1020 for me. Would you do me a favor?
He's next to us.
I got some guy, says he's from co-op, to call me up and say I'm shoplifting from a store here.
Your pants also. Tell him about your pants.
Oh, man, I feel scared now. We fucked with someone who uses Nextel. What are we going to do?
Is that a yellow Nextel?
What are you saying to me?
You're under arrest.
Sir, are you stealing a Nextel?
Yeah, some guy says he's from Corp says I'm shopping.
Boost Mobile, where you at?
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Seen me on tape.
Is that man black you're talking to?
That's not allowed in this country, sir.
You need to call him Black Leader.
Black Leader.
Sir, we need you to put your hands behind your back. We're gonna have
please
to
turn your pockets back. Inside out.
We're gonna have to ask.
Please just
tase
just
yourself.
Take those gloves out of your pocket, please.
We're from the Men in Black.
What did he think that was gonna do? Beeping his phone at us and like telling on us?
If you could zip tie your hands together for us, we'd appreciate it.
Sir, do you have any mace?
Do you have any needles in your pocket, knives, weapons, drugs, anything we need to know about?
Do you have a utility knife? You just need to stab yourself immediately.
Do you have a plastic fork by any chance?
Give back the gloves. We'll let you keep the phone.